This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. As always, if you're watching, you'll see them in a little bit different spot. We can explain that later, but we have no time to waste because we have one of our favorites on the line to start the show today. We'll get to our first and 10 here on, I guess, what we call a Misery Friday coming up next. But right now, let's bring in the man who not only called last night's game, but has called actually the last two Commanders games, one on TV, one on the radio. It's my pal, Ian Eagle. Ian, hello, sir. And I guess as I introduce you that way, I'm sorry for whatever mean things Commanders fans say to you as you've called their first two-game losing streak of the Dan Quinn era.
I get no credit for the Carolina win, so I recognize wins and losses are really not part of the equation with me. I just show up, and what happens, happens.
I think you told me that once as you were talking about how you have stayed sane as the 30-year play-by-play man for the New Jersey and now Brooklyn Nets, but we can have that conversation another time. When you look at the Commanders and really take the last two games in total, and you think of what you saw when you watched them preparing for these games versus what you saw, how much is some kind of, in your mind, regression or any other word you want to substitute there, really about them versus the quality of opponents that they have played?
I think more the latter. I do believe that in this league, week to week, you are judged. That's part of it. The game tape is on display for everyone to see. The results are what they are. You can't change them after the fact. And you are what your record says you are. But there's nuance to it. Based on your schedule, are you winning the games you're supposed to win? That's been the case for the most part for the Washington Commanders. And then when you have to step up in weight class, how do you handle yourself? Pittsburgh game, not just in it, in a position to win it against the Steelers. Obviously, we're talking about inches on the fourth down that was not to be based on the official's measurement. We're talking about a Johnny Newton jump on an old-school banana in the tailpipe from Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin. Those are plays. That's tangible. You look back and say, if those plays went another way, the result might be different. Fast forward to a Thursday night on a short week, going on the road against Philadelphia, a hot team at the time, riding a five-game winning streak. And it comes down to a decision late. Not saying that if they kick the field goal, they win the game. Odds are, based on what we saw, and just based on feeling in the game, Craig, they were going to bust one open in the run game at some point. You sense that Saquon Barkley was going to take it, maybe all the way, which he did on two occasions. But circumstances change when you're playing from behind. If the field goal's good, you're up by one. Maybe the play selection changes for Kellen Moore and the Philadelphia Eagles. That's what makes football so great. That's why we break it down for hours upon hours upon hours, days upon days upon days. I don't think Commanders fans should walk away feeling as if the season is lost. It's not. There's been great improvement. Clearly, the culture has changed, all these things that you've talked about the last several weeks. But the proof is in the pudding. Two winnable games, and the team went 0-2 in those two games.
Ian Eagle, CBS Sports, and also Westwood One on the radio with us here on the Hoffman Show. Call it again, the Commanders-Steelers game for CBS this past week, Commanders-Eagles last night. And I'm curious also, Ian, specific to Jaden Daniels, is he hitting the rookie wall? Is it the opponents? Is it the rib injury?
Yeah.
When you think about the guy that you watched leading to you and Charles calling that Carolina game, where he ultimately actually suffers that injury, versus the guy that you've seen the last 2 weeks, how different is that guy, and do you have any theories as to why he is different?
Well, a couple things. Everything he had touched up until that point had basically turned to gold. He had the magic touch. He's got a very clear maturity about him. Doesn't make the same mistake twice. Limited the errors, as we saw with interceptions. And then when you start pressing, when you need something, that's when mistakes are often made. And that's what happened last night in the interception to Blankenship. It was just a bad throw. And he's had very few of those. His decision-making has been so good in going down early and chucking the ball at a receiver's feet if he's got nothing going on down the field, trying to avoid hits, although he's taken a few here and there. He took one last night, as you saw, high-low action, and those are the ones that you feel for days upon days after the game. I don't categorize it as regression. I categorize it as you're going through the league for the first time, and you're going against defensive coordinators, in this case, Vic Fangio, who has seen everything that you can see in the NFL. He's taken on every type of quarterback, every type of run game, every type of set of receivers and tight ends and offensive line. You name it, he's seen it. So you do have to give credit to the opponent. And in this case, I felt like Philadelphia had a really good game plan against Washington. I think there are going to be many, many highlights left for the rest of the season for Jaden Daniels, but there's still a clock when it comes to rookies that you have to go against. And the clock is reality. As a rookie, you've got to take some lumps and you've got to learn some lessons. He's avoided a whole lot of those in his rookie year, but it doesn't mean they're not going to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ian Eagle with us here on the Hoffman Show. When you look at the Commanders' defense, that felt like a unit that really fought their faces off last night. Yep. And just couldn't get any support from the offense. But they also have, you know, kind of, I don't want to say collapse, that's too strong, but they've given up some stuff late in fourth quarters with frequency recently. As you talk to offensive players about this Commanders' defense over the last couple of weeks, what are they saying about the respect level they have for what they're building in Washington? And then, you know, where do you feel like the growth points are for them to be able to finish games, which is something that Dan, we know, yep, is preaching but is not quite getting yet?
Yeah, I think the respect level is much higher than you would have anticipated. It's not a big name defense. It's not littered with Pro Bowlers everywhere along it. There is a system in place that's working. I do think there's an effort level that Dan has asked for, that he's received from his players, and a buy-in. You've heard all about the brotherhood. I think that's a real thing. I do think there's been excellent bonding on this team, which means better collaboration. But at the end of the day, in the NFL, as we know, it's often big-time playmakers that can wreck a game. And defensively, that is the case. And eventually they're going to get those guys. They're going to compete with the likes of Pittsburgh for certain types of players that can come in and make a difference in the fourth quarter and make a game-changing play here and there. We are curious to see how it's all going to play out with Lattimore once he's healthy and how that changes things and shifts the roles in that secondary. Shane Ristill is getting praise from every which way because he deserves it. He's playing at such a high level, and there's a savviness about him that's apparent, and it was apparent last night. The reality, unfortunately, is that's an elite offensive line, and ultimately that offensive line in Philadelphia had its way with the Washington front. It played out the way that Philly envisioned it, and that is wear you out, wear you down. Funny, it was really Gainwell who got it going, if you remember, on the back-to-back-to-back, yep, running plays, and then it softened for Barkley. They found a little something, they found a little spark, and then it really took off from there.
The playmakers, really, the lack thereof on the other side of the ball was so apparent last night as well, and Washington particularly struggled to get the ball to the wide receivers.
Yep.
What did you make of that as you and Ross were calling that game, and at what point did you just kind of look down at your stat sheet and go, wait, hold on, they have how many catches for wide receivers? Does that say zero?
Yeah, it was hard to believe at one point. Obviously, you key in on McLaurin. You key in on him as a broadcaster because the anticipation of him making a big play, and then you key in on him as a defensive coordinator and a secondary and a unit, which they did. They did an excellent job blanketing him. Quinion has been really impressive in his rookie season and the responsibility that they give him out of Toledo to get that kind of production consistently. DeJean has been very good. They tried to pick on him a few times. They got him on a penalty, but ultimately he held up fairly well. I think with Washington, part of the process of development and evolution is going to be just that. The dynamic between Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, maybe the reluctance of not wanting to force something to him, but ultimately he's the straw that's going to stir the drink. The fact that Robinson was back and a couple runs here and there, you saw the physical part and the violence in which he does his job. And obviously Eckler was a big target based on the fact that the wide receivers were taken out of things. Eckler became a prime time weapon in the pass game. But I don't think that's going to be the Commanders at their best. It's still going to be the Daniels to McLaurin connection that's ultimately going to lead them to the playoffs or keep them out of the playoffs. Philly probably thinks they gave the rest of the league a blueprint on how to do it. But you also have to have the personnel to do it, and the Eagles do.
100%. And I think that's something we actually said out of the Pittsburgh game a lot down here was like, I mean, if you can repeat Pittsburgh's pattern, go ahead, but you don't have Pittsburgh's players. And the thing is,
correct,
Philly did it differently than Pittsburgh, but they got good players too. And so we'll see. Dallas got Micah Parsons. He's pretty good. We'll see what they can do in 10 days. But I think come out of this one thinking that is a football team that needs a rest. No rest for Ian Eagle. He's on his way to Madison Square Garden. He's calling basketball tonight, and then he'll be back on your TV on Sunday. Where are you at for the football this weekend?
I am, in fact, in Pittsburgh. So Baltimore, Pittsburgh,
nice,
for yet another chapter of Ravens Steelers.
That is going to be a fun game. We will all be watching. Ian, really appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you down the line.
All right, Craig. I feel like your co-host. I opened the show. It's tremendous.
I could only be so lucky. Anytime you want. I mean, you have so much time on your hands.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you.
That's Ian Eagle with us here on the Hoffman Show to get us started. When we get back, it's the way we normally start our shows the day after a game. 10 observations, first and 10. We're going to run the hurry up before we take your calls at 4:30 here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.